Now it's time to get into one of the baddest bunnies of them all.
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. We're getting into Bad Bunny. I don't know if y'all got my reference, but if you didn't, hey, guess what?
Woo-dee-doo.
Anyways, with that being said, safe to say Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because here are a couple snapshots from Bad Bunny himself as far as his IG while he was at, you know, well, basically at the end of his Super Bowl performance when he walked into the end zone, spiked the football, and then he showcased what was on the football in this picture, saying, quote, "Together, we are America." Such a positive message, I ain't gonna lie. And I love this quote because in the year of 2026, we need this more than ever. Bad Bunny, the main quote, the main phrase that he had plastered throughout his performance was, and I'm showing it right now, "The only thing more powerful than hate is love." Mm-mm-mm.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at...
You know, that's a real powerful message right there. And safe to say, if somebody was hating on the Bad Bunny Super Bowl performance, other than them actually not knowing the language, if they was hating on it for other reasons, safe to say, they may be the problem.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
And with all that out of the way, the main thing I wanted to get into is, of course, how the numbers skyrocketed after the Super Bowl halftime show performance. And this is why artists do not get paid to perform on the Super Bowl halftime stage. As when you look at Bad Bunny, as far as from a streaming perspective, he's already one of the more popular acts in music. I mean, as far as the top five, I would say there's Taylor Swift, Morgan Wallen, Bad Bunny, Drake, of course, and then I don't know who the fifth would be. The fifth always fluctuates, but that's usually the top, the cream of the crop, as far as the music field and the dominance that they've held, right? So now, when you look at Bad Bunny as far as the streaming spike after the show, the Super Bowl show, it jumped 175% the day after the Super Bowl halftime show. And Spotify specifically reported 470% hourly spike post-show. Amazon saw a 480% increase. And then, of course, once again, Bad Bunny just continued to dominate the charts, as he already had some of the more popular tracks in the Billboard Hot 100. But now, I believe he has like six or seven. Oh, man, I didn't did that. Oh, my goodness. I did not mean to do that. Basically, he has like seven tracks in the top 100 right now, as far as future chart predictions slated for February 28th. Now, currently, looking at the charts, he currently has five tracks, I believe. Yeah, he has five tracks. But as far as future chart predictions slated for February 28th, he's set to have seven. So when you look at it, safe to say DTMF is still the most popular track from Bad Bunny currently, objectively speaking. And that's slated to be the fourth most played track in the world currently, I believe. Let me see, where is it at currently? Currently, it's the 10th most played track in the world, but it's slated to be the fourth for future chart analytics. And then, of course, when you have TT Me Pregunto, I don't know what that means, but, you know, when it comes to that, that's not even on the charts as far as currently, and that's set to be the eighth most played track in the world, because I don't think I see that. Yeah, I don't see that track anywhere. So TT Me Pregunto seems to be the biggest jump as far as me looking at the charts and looking at future chart analytics. And then, of course, when you look at his other more successful tracks, I know I'm probably butchering this a lot, but Ballet Inolvidable, hopefully I'm saying it, you know, close enough to where you understand, but that is currently on the charts as the 19th most played track. But as far as future chart analytics, it's slated to be the 10th most played track in the world. And then you have Nuevo. That track is currently the 28th most played track. But it is slated, as far as future analytics, slated to be the 12th most played track. And then there's a lot of other ones. There's E-O-O. I don't know how I'm supposed to pronounce that. That's currently the 42nd most played track on the charts. And it's slated to be the 16th most played track as far as future analytics. So that's the biggest jump that I've seen. Obviously, he has other tracks. If you wanted me to give you the whole list as far as in order, the next popular tracks he has as far as future chart analytics, there's La Canción. That's set to be the 42nd most played track. That's with J Balvin. Then you have, let me see, you have Monaco. That's set to be the 51st most played track in the world. That's recurrent. So if it's recurrent, that means it probably won't chart. So that's probably why it just has RC. I was wondering why I didn't have a number. But it would be 52nd if it wasn't, you know, they always have rules in place to where, like, newer music is easier accessible on the charts, and old music don't just dominate it. So even though it's technically one of the most played tracks in the world, it's not going to chart because of it already being out for quite some time. I think you have to be in, like, in the top 25 or top 50 to even have an old track chart. Because after quite some time, I think you have to be in, like, the top 25. Because I think Luther with Kendrick and SZA went through the same thing. So anyways, then you have, let me see, Dakiti. Making sure I'm not skipping anything. Yeah, then you have Dakiti by Bad Bunny and Jay Cortez, or Hey Cortez, however you want to pronounce that. And then, let me see. Shout out to DaBaby. Okay, pop that thing at 69. Ain't that crazy?
You guys.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was see, like, damn, look problem. At the state of hip-hop. Like,
that's a wild title to be future charted at 69. But anyways, Velda by Bad Bunny, slated to be the 78th most played track. And then, of course, you have, let me see. That's basically it. Yeah, so that's basically it. So shout out to Bad Bunny having a phenomenal outing after the Super Bowl. You know, basically not only showcasing that you could dominate being a Spanish-led artist, because, of course, with me covering a lot of Latin music, which, you know, shout out to my supporters. Once again, you know, my number one country wasn't Mexico. You know what I'm saying? And some would say, you know, some would say over here in Notorious Mass Effect, you know, we kind of be on the ball. You feel me?
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. Let me get back to it. So basically, the main thing I was wanting to let y'all in on is how the tracks are doing currently and what their future chart analytics are saying. And of course, Bad Bunny's probably gonna just continue his dominance. I actually don't know what he has in slate as far as what he's gonna do in the future. As of right now, he may chill out, but actually, let me look it up right quick. You know, I gotta do some Mickey research. Give me a second. For the rest, let me see. Rest of 2026. All right, after doing some Nicki research, safe to say with Bad Bunny and the rest of 2026, he plans to spend the rest of the year on his ongoing Debi Tarara Moss Photos World Tour. So if you don't know, that's the album that just won Album of the Year at the Grammys. And of course, that whole speech was in English. You gotta love Bad Bunny. You know what I mean? The duality of that man. He really be showing you that he does what he wants. So the tour is an all-stadium production by Live Nation beginning, it already began late 2025, running through July 22nd, 2026, with about 57 total shows. Post-Super Bowl, his remaining shows focus on Latin America, of course, Australia, Asia, and Europe. So if you wanted to date for those, the dates for those as a Bad Bunny fan, Latin America, ongoing early 2026, so he's currently doing it right now. Australia is happening February 28th and March 1st. Asia, March 2026. And then, of course, Tokyo, Japan, his first shows there, historic for him. And I already know people are going to show up in droves for that. Europe is happening May through July. Extensive stadium run across 11 plus countries, including multiple nights in Spain, Portugal. Oh, wait, let me just give you the dates along with the location. Spain in May 22nd, 2023. Portugal, May 26th. UK, let me see. It doesn't give a date for that. It just says June. And then France, Netherlands, Germany, Sweden. Stockholm, July 10th through the 11th. Poland, Italy, Milan, July 17th, and finale in Brussels, Belgium, King Baduni, one world, I'm supposed to say that, Stadium, July 22nd. So if you was a huge Bad Bunny fan, which, you know, of course, if you're listening to this podcast, a high percentage that you are, just know those are the dates you can catch him live. And of course, with that being said, click my link in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, will you be going to one of these live shows for Bad Bunny? And as far as the future chart analytics, and of course, the songs that are already on the charts currently, what song surprised you the most?
Every woman knows the feeling. That quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot. The moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0. A personal safety alarm designed by women, for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.